I got Shadow.
Oh, hold on. Let's reel that back. You can fucking listen to him. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most justice podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Tam and Andy. What's up, guys?
Don't say my real name. I'm the Dark Knight.
Tam blessed us with dressing up as Batman and talking like Batman.
Oh my God.
You're welcome, Gotham.
And it's the good Batman.
I'm here for you. I'm your silent protector. I'll serve you where others can't. I'm the hero you deserve, but not the one you need.
It's beautiful.
Don't worry, Matt. I already have a girlfriend. Her name's Rachel. She may or may not have blown up in a fiery explosion, but I still love her deeply.
Nice.
Oh, that shit's too good.
Did you guys just see that Batman was here?
Oh, hey, Tim. What's up? Shit. Hey, how's it going?
It's going good.
Good.
For everyone who realizes this is not a video podcast, I took off the hood.
No fucking way. You're Batman.
But you also changed your voice.
Don't tell anyone. It's a secret between me, you, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Why don't you go by your real name?
When you came into my orphanage, I always knew you were Batman.
That's proof enough to let you know that I'm Batman.
When she was like, why don't you go by your real name? I'm like, what is it? Robin? Oh, you went that way, Christopher Nolan.
I hated that. God. I had so many problems with that last movie.
You shut your whore.
It was an okay movie, but it wasn't a Batman movie. It was like what happened with Iron Man 3.
It was a Bruce Wayne movie.
It was a regular man movie. It was like Iron Man didn't do anything in Iron Man 3, and Batman didn't do shit in Batman. Batman got his back broken, and then it was a buddy cop between.
Yeah.
Yeah, Iron Man 3, you know, it was a lot of Tony Stark dealing with Tony Stark problems.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people are like, well, it made it really good. It's about, like, his inner demons. I'm like, no. There's plenty of movies where people deal with their inner demons. I went to Iron Man to see Iron Man shoot shit up.
Yeah. My favorite part of that movie was, spoilers, the whole... The
movie's about long enough.
Yeah, whatever.
The leaked Avenger one I watched, though, that was pretty fucking funny. The gif. Leaked Avenger footage?
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You fucking posted it last night.
What leaked Avenger footage? Oh, I thought you were actually talking about leaked Avenger footage.
No.
No.
You mean the thing I posted?
Yes, the thing.
Well, because Tam came in this morning talking about Avenger footage, or Avenger something.
Yeah.
Was that the same one?
Yes.
Okay, because you're always coming in talking about stuff we didn't talk the week before.
Oh.
And so I thought we were actually going to talk about Avenger footage.
I'd be freaking out if there was actually.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't be dressed as Batman. I'd be probably dressed as
Aquaman or something.
Regular man.
Regular man. Tam man.
Anyways, Iron Man 3. I love the fact that he had post traumatic stress disorder from falling through the giant hole. Like that was amazing. If I could have rewritten that movie, whenever spoilers, Pepper falls at the very end, he should have had another flashback. Because she fell, just like
you should
let
her die.
What?
You should just let her die.
The ending of that movie was bullshit. Pepper should not have saved the day.
Yeah.
Pepper and Tony should have saved the day. Tony didn't do shit during that last fight.
A lot of that movie was bullshit.
I would have been okay.
They were setting up
the main villain is Mandarin. No, it's not.
His kid.
That was fucked up. I was like, what?
No, I'm Trevor. I'm just an actor.
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid.
I got plastic surgery, so I look like a famous actor, and I'm misused in this role terribly. But you know, the paycheck's nice.
Yeah, I didn't like.
What the fuck?
That's a fire alarm.
Backing up.
Are you sure?
Dead ass. It's the Batmobile. Hold on. I gotta get the hood.
Something's backing up outside our window.
The Batmobile. I might have double parked it.
All right, it stopped backing up.
No, your mom got here.
Well,
all right.
Killed all the momentum.
On the gaming.
With the your mom jokes.
Really? Just on the gaming?
Yeah, on the gaming news.
These guys don't steal kids.
Grab your controller and brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Sit down and shut up.
So I'm finally going to do Andy's story.
Oh.
Turkey investigating Minecraft being too violent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Popular computer game Minecraft is facing an investigation in Turkey following allegations that it's too violent. The country's family and social policies minister, something Islam, voice, and no, his last name, his last name seriously is Islam.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, okay. Yeah, I thought you were just doing the, like, sometimes when you do the Asian one, you're like, something Japanese.
Yeah, Japanese isn't like an actual country.
I just thought you were, like, going above and beyond,
like
shooting above the moon and the stars.
Oh, it's just some Islam
name. Have you guys even met me?
Yeah, right now.
Voiced and concerned about Minecraft's content after speaking with the press outside Turkish Parliament on Friday, when a reporter suggests that it depicts violence against women and could promote aggression by rewarding points for killing characters in the game.
I think you might have misspoke. This is about Grand Theft Auto, right?
Unfortunately not. It's about Minecraft.
Are there even female characters in Minecraft?
You can have like a female skin. Yeah.
Okay.
But that's about it.
Okay. Oh, I wonder if because like all the pigs are girls and you can kill the pigs. Is that it?
Well, all the pigs can't be girls because they mate.
No. No, that's not how that works. It's a video game. They can do whatever they want.
It's like Jurassic Park.
They're asexual.
They're all they're females. Nothing. They will find a way.
Yeah.
Life. Finds a way. By the way, AMC played Jurassic Park, and then they skipped directly to Jurassic Park 3 after.
They didn't do Lost World?
They didn't play 2.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Everyone can do without the third one.
Yeah. I found that really weird.
What the fuck?
Maybe it truly is a lost world.
Shut up. I have it on my bookshelf. It's not lost.
Found it! You're the world's greatest detective.
So Minecraft might be too violent for kids in Turkey.
That's pretty crazy.
That's stupid.
So what is allowed in Turkey? Like, have we heard another news story that was
the
like...
The article does not say.
Okay.
You could beat women in Turkey, probably.
But not virtually?
No.
You either beat your women...
Yeah, virtually is not cool.
Religiously, you can do it. Video games, no.
Nintendo lowers the MSRP for 3 amiibos.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Peach, Yoshi, and Donkey Kong are down $9.99 from $12.99.
Dude, $13 for one of those? Fuck.
I personally don't get the amiibo craze.
I think it's, and they're probably doing a really good job, but it's totally targeted at the kids.
Like, I know Camille's a lot of adults who have collections.
Really?
Yeah. It's totally a collection thing. I know I got Link and he's just sitting there by himself and I'm like, well, I kind of actually want just the rest of the Legend of Zelda crew. Like that's what I want. I don't really care about all the other ones, but
cuz I could see maybe getting a character like in Smash Bros or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the collection thing, yeah, I mean that's a lot of money.
So much money. I mean, you think they're doing the entire Smash Bros lineup and there are 50 characters in that game. Mm-hmm. So at $12
including
a pop.
Rayman.
That would have been a neat character though. I think I like Rayman.
Rayman's stupid.
I liked Rayman on the 1 and 2, the PS1.
If they're going to bring a PS1 character, it should be like Crash Bandicoot.
Agreed. Or Spyro.
Spyro would be nice.
Yeah, not the new stupid ass Spyro.
Fucking and that's what it would be too. It'd be the new stupid ass.
I don't know Spyro. Because Sonic isn't the Sonic Boom model.
Yeah, but that was being made at like the that game just came out.
Yeah.
So Smash Bros. Came out before that.
I'm sure they were both in development at the same time.
Right.
How many characters? 52.
If they would have came out with that, they would have people wouldn't have been like, they wouldn't have got it.
Basically $722 to collect the Smash Bros.
There would have been like
sales tax too.
Four or five guys are like, oh, I think I saw that in Sonic Boom concept art. Figured they would just use the old Sonic anyway.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm glad they kept the old Sonic, personally.
Oh, yeah, I still say Simon Belmont. I want to see him in a Smash game.
They're not doing DLC characters, are they?
Mewtwo.
Single DLC character.
Just one?
Just one. That's why I was super excited about Rayman, even if Rayman's, quote, subpar, Matt 2015.
Yeah, put my name on that shit.
Yeah. I just wanted it to be more.
Put him up there with Sly Cooper. Fucking Sackboy. All PlayStation's mediocre mascots.
That's why All-Stars didn't work.
Yeah, it was okay. It was okay.
Sweet Tooth and Brawl. Or Wii U Smash.
Yeah?
Yeah. I still have that confirmed for Brawl meme in my head. Do you remember
that?
Oh,
yeah.
When Brawl was coming out.
Confirmed for Brawl.
They just come up with ridiculous characters and be like, confirmed for Brawl.
I do remember that.
But, yeah. Yeah. Amiibos are cool. I'm not...
Yeah, they're neat.
They're nifty. I'm not entirely sure how after this first wave of Super Smash Bros. Ones are going to work. Because they've already declared the Mario Party ones. But the Super Smash Bros. Ones don't 100% line up with the Mario Party ones. Just because it's different information.
Right.
So I don't know what's going
to... I thought you were supposed to use them cross-game.
You are, but like 90% of the data, or 90% of the chips...
Data's for Smash.
Is for Smash. And then 10% is for everything else that could possibly exist. And so when you think about...
Oh, so they have to make more now for Mario
Party.
And now people are going to have to buy more.
What a terrible thing.
And there's going to be that some dick that buys like 90 of them and then sells them for twice the price.
Yep. There's always...
Scalper.
have you guys seen any custom Amiibos?
A couple.
Those are pretty... Like, if you get a good one, they're damn good.
Yeah.
They're damn good. They like take and just touch up all the paint and add shadows. And my favorite ones are like whenever they add like rocks and grass to the base. So it's not just that coin.
Yeah.
Mm. It's got some substance to it. It looks like he's real. I had a friend who just made from his Mario Amiibo. He made Bowser Jr. But spoilers, Shadow Mario style from Super Mario Sunshine. And he like hand
spoilers for Super Mario Sunshine.
Hey, you don't know, man. You don't know.
Even if I don't know, that's on you if you haven't played fucking Sunshine yet.
It is,
or if
game.
You haven't played it, if you still care about spoilers, that's on you.
Ooh, I emulated some Time Splitters 2 the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got it working on a PS2 emulator.
Nice. Awesome.
I was playing it with the DualShock 4, too, so it felt like old PlayStation.
I started playing the second half of Pokemon Heart Gold.
Ooh, how's that going?
Really good.
Good.
I just started the original Legend of Zelda.
Nice, like NES one?
Yeah,
nice.
I got it on my 3DS, and that's the first time I've ever played that game, and I've decided... Ooh. I've played it, but I've never like put any real time into it because I was like, this game doesn't tell me what to do. I don't know. I don't want to play this if it's not holding my hand.
If you watch the Game Grumps play through the first Legend of Zelda, it's actually kind of like a walkthrough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember their...
Which is odd for Game Grumps.
Yeah, totally. And they're also doing the same thing with Zelda too.
Yeah. Most of their games are just going around going, what do I do?
Yeah. But Danny's on point with that old shit.
He is. When it comes to Zelda and old, like, Tom Sawyer.
Yeah.
and the Goonies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he knows those games.
The Goonies.
Back
Goonies
and forth.
Too.
Goonies 2.
But yeah, I'm on, like, the third dungeon, and I'm enjoying it.
Nice.
I'm really, really enjoying it. The Lost Woods is a piece of shit, though, because it, like, it's a pattern, and there's no hints at all. You just have to guess. I've gotten through it twice after like 50 attempts, and I don't remember how I did it still.
Hmm. Yeah. So there's an amiibo out, speaking of amiibos. That's probably the greatest defect yet. It's a Sonic amiibo. It's in the shape of Sonic and everything, running, has two rings, it's blue, and it's Donkey Kong. Come take a look at this.
Oh, I'm looking. Hold on.
Look at his eyes. They go in different directions.
That is a great one.
What do you think?
That's crazy.
Yeah, I actually like it.
But his eyes.
Yeah, they're going the wrong way.
Why did he have the rings?
I
don't know.
How did these defects happen? Have they explained how the defects happen?
Oh, I don't think they're going to explain how this shit happens.
They're like shiny Pokemon.
It happens. Yeah, they are. They're like shiny Pokemon.
They're bred into
We'll definitely be posting this on our Facebook page. So
it's really neat.
Take a look for that. Actually, you know what? I'm just going to post it right now.
Oh, my God.
Do it live. So by the time you guys listen to this, you'll already know what I'm talking about. You know, oh, my God. And the file name is Sanic.
I put Batman up there earlier.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
Nice job.
Live. Realized I did not have a the 3-8 combo Twitter loaded into my phone, and then I realized why. Because when things retweet, I get fucking alerted all the time.
Oh my God, turn off alerts. I don't know. Go into Twitter and go to your settings.
I said the same thing about Google and Bing.
I'm really thinking about switching from the base iPhone.
I'm sorry. iOS. I'm sorry. Is this game news?
I can bring it up.
Let's bring it up in technology.
I got Shadow.
Oh, hold on. Let's reel that back. You can fucking listen to him.
Anywho. I'll listen to Batman, though.
You damn right, you. Hold on.
Try to get the thing on.
You better do it.
I got Shadow of Mordor.
Oh, did you?
I've been playing it. I avenged someone at work, which that was cool. But I like it. You know what I'm starting to realize about next-gen games is they just take all the really good parts from previous games and jam them into one game.
Because
Dying Light was like fucking Mirror's Edge, Far Cry 4, Oblivion, a bunch of those. And then Shadow of Mordor reminds me of the fighting from Batman.
Mm-hmm.
The running of Assassin's Creed.
Yeah,
but definitely. That Nemesis system is cool. I gotta give them that.
Nemesis system is amazing.
Yeah, it
have
is
you
so
ran
cool.
into someone yet who like reminds you of your
Dude,
last encounter?
You know what's fucked up, and I don't know if it's just me, but I'll go to attack like one captain or
and
something.
They all show up,
and they all fucking show up.
Yeah,
you just gotta fight through that shit. I just got the upgrade, though, where it brings the thing down to 5 instead of 8, so I know I can do a lot more damage now, the multiplier.
One of the things you'll do is, like, when you actually go to, like, hunt them down, if they're in a stronghold, you might as well just fucking not deal with
that
right now. Yeah, until you're, like, really leveled up, because you're going to have to take on a lot of people.
Yeah.
So if you can get them away from a stronghold, that's the best.
Oh, okay.
Or if they have like a fear of something, like burning or flies or something like that. Yeah. When you're in the stronghold, knock down some nests or something like that and try and get them because then they'll run away. Yeah. And then when you get...
not pin them when they run away.
Yeah, good idea. But if they're invulnerable to ranged...
Oh, I fucking hate
you're not
going
to be able to do that. So if you get Shadow Strike,
yeah,
where you know you can do it, which is a ranged attack, but you end up... You go to
right
them.
There.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, you'll hit them. It won't do anything, but you'll be, like, right next to them. And then you can start beating on them.
All right. I'm enjoying it. I like it
a lot.
It's
fun.
That
game's awesome.
Yes. It's very pretty. I like the Mount Doom. I call it the Doom filter, where it's, like, that black-blue filter. I like that. Mm-hmm.
You're going to really like the second area because it's...
There's two areas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I was like, this area's kind of small.
Yeah.
So, okay. Cool.
There's another area.
Cool. All right.
About halfway through the game, you get there.
All right. Nifty. All right. So I don't feel like... Because I was like, dude, I'm fucking blazing through this game then. Because I was like, this is the only area. But all right. Cool.
Yep. You'll get to
it. I feel better now.
So Twitch announces TwitchCon for September 2015.
Which that's their first time, isn't it? Are their first time doing this?
Yep.
Yeah.
Dedicated to Twitch community partners, broadcasters, and viewers.
That'll be interesting.
It will be in San Francisco.
Now, they're not owned by...
No. Amazon.
Amazon. That's who it was. I couldn't remember who bought them.
What do you do at a Twitch con? Isn't Twitch just watching other people do
things? Probably have like some of the higher rated.
I would assume that, yeah, there'd be like panels or Q&As with broadcasters.
Okay.
I would imagine that maybe if Twitch was going to do anything big with the service, they'll announce it there too.
Okay.
So maybe new features or something. So they're owned by Amazon now. Okay, I got to remember that.
We're going to make the input lag even more.
You know what I was thinking for streaming?
Hmm.
What if you took Twitch and I took Ustream?
Ustream sucks.
I know you don't like Ustream, but it's a broader audience.
Yeah.
Just an idea.
The thing is, we wouldn't necessarily need to like split, though. You can do it pretty easily. Like,
really?
Yeah, to either do like you can switch between Twitch and Ustream pretty easily.
On the PS4?
I don't know about on the PS4.
See, that's what I was talking
but
about.
But I know about on XSplit.
Yeah, like PC, I know it's totally possible.
But on PS4, console, you would just need to put in... Because they can do both, right? Ustream and Twitch.
It can do both, but it can only stream to one at a time.
Right, but I mean, if one day I want to stream to Twitch and the other day I want to stream to Ustream or something like that. Yeah. I was going to try and stream more to Hitbox TV. Because it works.
What?
Hitbox TV, because it works.
Is that a website?
Yeah.
Is that a catchphrase?
Hitbox TV. It's like Twitch TV, except it's Hitbox.
Because it works.
And there's no, there's not that ridiculous lag between your input and the chat. Because when I'm interacting with people in the chat, it's like 40 seconds later that they hear me.
How are people getting the really good ones?
I don't know if it's like a better broadcast or something like that, but I thought it was me for a while until I looked it up.
Yeah.
And they said Twitch has a longer input lag.
Hmm. All right.
That was weird.
And I've seen it on other people's streams, too,
mm-hmm.
that I've been watching. And I don't like it. I hate it. Because it's hard to interact with the chat.
The technology can only get better.
But it was good. They added it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I don't like about it. And that's why I like Hitbox, because it doesn't have it. Unfortunately, you can't use Hitbox with PS4 and Xbox One, which means I'd have to get like an Elgato or something like that.
The Elgato.
Elgato.
We'll see.
It is Umbrato.
Speaking of Twitch plays Pokemon has been going swimmingly.
Oh yeah. Did they change the text back to, is it still on slow?
Yeah, it's still on slow.
Oh god.
Did you have a problem with it being on slow or something like that?
It takes forever, the text.
It does. So it's they do it so you know someone can't spam inputs.
Oh.
They can't be like up, 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 up.
Got it.
You can only put in one input like every 30 seconds or something like that.
Okay. That makes sense.
It definitely stops those people who are always like, start, 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 start. They recently ran into some glitches, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What'd they get?
It's just glitches that are like, because this is a custom ROM, so it's not anything
common. Okay.
It's just specific to this ROM. And their like entire party got wiped. They had revert the stream back to an older save to save it or something like that.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. And then they were going through what was it, the Team Rocket hideout, you know, where it has those arrows. And
oh God!
Yeah, they called it Giovanni's Wild Ride. It was so funny. They got all the way through to the point where it has that little staircase at the end that you can go down.
Yeah.
But they accidentally went back into the fucking thing.
There wasn't a line. Of course you're going to take Giovanni's Wild Ride again.
Yeah. And so they had to go through it again. And then they finally got down there and they beat Giovanni. And they went to go get the lift key and they had too many items. The last year's Twitch played Pokemon, they fucking blacked out right in front of the Master Ball.
I remember that.
Had to go back and get it.
That's funny.
That is such a great idea,
yeah.
Twitch plays Pokemon. That is just such a great
and
idea.
The short-lived fish plays Pokemon.
I remember that.
What?
That was stupid.
It was a fishbowl split up into six quadrants, and whatever the fish swam in was the input.
Huh.
It was a neat idea, but it wasn't that
great. Yeah, it didn't really. It wasn't that great.
I'm sure there was, like, at least with Twitch Plays Pokemon, you have sentient things attempting to make a decision together. Yeah. Where the fish is just like, huh, look at that bubble over there. I'm gonna go get that bubble.
A lot of times it was just like hanging out at the bottom of the tank, just slowly swimming.
Hey guys.
Yep. All right, guys. So that'll do it for gaming news. Let's go ahead and move into technology.
No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with 3-Hit Combo.
So Lenovo fucked up.
And they're
trying to fix their fuck up.
Yup. And if you have Microsoft Defender, you're already saved.
Nice. What fucked up?
Lenovo
has a pre-installation of a Superfish adware.
Which I remember hearing about Superfish like a while ago. Just hearing the name. It was like passing by about Superfish and how it was pretty gnarly.
Now, adware is something that people constantly want to get rid of. Yet Lenovo pre-installs it.
Along with all that crapware.
Yeah, I've had a Lenovo. I have a Lenovo right now. I have a Lenovo right now. I didn't have the Superfish.
You didn't? You checked?
But mine I've had for a couple years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I've had a Gateway laptop. And
was it when Gateway was in their prime?
They both came with a fuck ton of stupid programs.
PC Decrapify. I love it.
Yeah.
That's what I use.
Yeah, I either use that or I just go in and do it myself. And then I get rid of everything. But the recent Lenovos have that Superfish adware. And well, now they've created a custom uninstall tool to clean your computer of the program and its certificates.
They done goofed. But yeah, Microsoft Windows Defender or Security Essentials. There we go. We'll get rid of it now too. Microsoft updated it, so.
Did somebody just mistype in code?
No, they installed it.
Yeah,
they straight up installed the Superfish adware. And people said they hated it so much that they created an uninstall tool to get rid of it. Hmm. That was a dumb move on their part.
Get your shit together.
So Monmouth University in New Jersey has created a new poll with somewhat surprising results. They asked people if they would go to space with a private space company.
Oh, yeah.
Even if it was free. Only 28% said they'd take the trip.
Would you guys go to space?
If guaranteed return.
Well, obviously there's no guaranteed return. You don't know what tomorrow will hold.
If they planned on returning,
I would go
to space.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But is this that Mars one?
It just said space.
Oh, okay.
Would you go to space?
Because there's that Mars one that was intense. It's like 100, they have 100 candidates now, but you're like, you won't return. Like, they're telling you that, like, straight up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I think it'd be kind of cool to do that.
It would be neat because, I mean, what you're doing is going to be insanely, like,
important
to science. But, yeah, you're not coming back. So that's kind of scary.
Yeah. I would not go if the option was not coming back.
How many hot babes are there?
That's a good question.
That's the important question.
No, nobody really knows yet.
I wonder if I can James T. Kirk up some alien babes.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, Mars is completely inhabited by robots.
Ooh. So
you could.
And it's angry red women.
It's not even a joke. Mars is literally 100% inhabited by robots.
That's exciting.
We sent them there.
So they're going to know what I like.
Yeah. Speaking of space,
ooh,
there was a place called spaceprobe.es, which you can actually follow and track all the space probes.
That's kind of cool.
Where they are, how far they are from Earth. Like, of course, Opportunity right now is 325 million kilometers from Earth.
Oh, Opportunity.
Curiosity is currently 318 million kilometers from Earth.
Oh, really? Nice.
You know what I'm excited for? Is that one that's about to reach Pluto.
So oh, yeah?
Take pictures of Pluto.
When is that supposed to happen? Do you remember?
July.
July?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be neat. That's going to be the first pictures of Pluto, I think, in a long time.
It's going to be the first, like, actual pictures
yeah.
of Pluto. There's a bunch of dots.
Yeah.
Pictures
and
of
Hubble's, of like, flight. As close as it can
be. Hey, look at that thing.
But I remember doing a thing on the solar system in my astronomy class in eighth grade, junior year. And there was pictures of all the planets except fucking Pluto. It was like an artist renditioning, and I'm like, what the fuck? And so then I looked up pictures of Pluto, and it's just a bunch of dots. I'm like, what the fuck? There's no pictures of Pluto? And so I'm excited.
Did you use that? Just the dots? I didn't want to use an artist rendition, so I used a dot.
I don't remember what I used.
That's fair. I don't know if I told this story before or not, but anytime in high school I had to do a PowerPoint presentation, I would hide like a little Mr. Potato Head in each of my slides.
Oh, yeah.
And then tell everybody to count the potato heads that they found.
I had a thing back when I used to make videos a lot. I would hide Spice Girls wannabe in all of my videos.
Yeah,
being there in one place or another.
Tom and I used to put a Jaguar sound in all the audio audio things we made. There would always be something with a Jaguar sound in it.
Why do we have a Jaguar sound on the soundboard?
Because I've moved on, Tam. Oh. That was years ago.
Okay. Sorry, I wanted you to instantly click a button and a Jaguar sound happened.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Wow. Well, I don't have it, unfortunately.
That's okay. It's okay. I forgive you.
So yeah, go to space. Ooh, it's spaceprob.es, which turns out to be space probes.
Probs.
So it's SPACEPROB.ES.
Nice.
So it turns out to be, you know, if you remove the dot, it's space probes.
Oh. I like when websites do that. Yeah. I think that's neat. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of another big one that does that.
Penn Island.
Delicious. Del Ice.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Penn Island.
Bitly.
Bitly.
But I guess that's also kind of...
Yeah, penis land.
Didn't Pirate Bay's name used to be...
Canvas.
No, one forum I used to go to, their name was the web address, but like half their name, it was like after the dot, so that was cool. I was like, oh, neat.
Yeah, Canvas is .as or something, so it's Canvas.
Nice. Yeah, I like when websites do that. They use their name like in the spelling of the, even after the dot.
All right, guys, that will do it for technology news. Enough Andy, space probe news.
Do you want to talk about your phone now?
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I'm doing things.
All right. No, you said you wanted to do something with your phone.
Oh, yeah. No, that was like totally unimportant. Oh. We are good.
All right. Well, it's a good thing I interrupted you then.
Yeah.
Bro's a total jackass to you in gaming.
That's fine.
Andy, I'd like to apologize about my behavior during gaming.
If you would just be like Batman more, it'd be okay.
It's not what I do when I put on the mask that defines me.
I could like see a little part of your nose, so it's fucking awesome.
The Dark Mike Clipper. All right, guys. Let's move into news.
You want the news? You can't handle the news.
Oh, wait, wait.
This is news on 3-Hit Combo Podcast.
Matt, when did you do a new
obligatory
drop?
Skyler joke?
Oh, I was going to say when Matt did a new drop.
A 5-year-old boy claims he lived a past life as a woman who died in a Chicago fire.
Dude, kids say all that shit all the time, like creepy things.
Yeah,
there was that imager gallery not too long ago. It was like creepy things kids say to their parents and stuff. Yeah, those things are creepy as shit. But kids do that all the fucking time.
He claims in a bizarre TV interview that he managed to convince at least a few people he lived his past life as Pam Robinson, an African-American Chicago woman who died in a fire at the Paxton Hotel in 1993.
Oh, that's oddly specific. Have they done, like, back research on this? Like,
what kind of research?
I don't know.
Are you going to do on a kid who claims he used to be a black woman in 93?
No, just look to see if that was a real person or something.
I mean, it's a real person, a real place. But whether or not the kid is actually a reincarnated woman is going to be very tough to figure out.
Ask her.
What are you going to do? Yeah, just ask him. He's going to be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we found him.
Shit. You guys got... You busy over there?
No, my hands are...
I'm talking to Andy.
No, my hands are above the table. See? There.
Good job. Audio podcast
guys. Oh yeah, fucking
hands above the table.
I wonder if you could like try and trick him into like really do like some grueling investigation in order to figure out if he's telling the truth or not. Because it'd be really interesting if he wasn't. Like that'd be kind of like
you hear crazy stories as fuck. Like this every couple years or a couple times a year. Kids like, I'm this person born again.
Kids doing creepy things.
Yeah, just kids being creepy.
Moving on from creepy to stupid things. Boston's mayor says, quit leaping out of your windows.
Oh, yeah. A
bunch of people in Boston are jumping from their windows and their deck into snow piles.
Cool idea.
Might be. Yeah, he's saying you could get hurt.
There might be a car underneath one.
I know this guy. Wears red underwear. Does the same shit.
Oh. Is his name like Peter or something?
Real dickhole.
I remember doing that when I was like 12.
Yeah.
Into a snowbank. So if you're a full-grown adult jumping off your fucking deck, what are you doing?
I couldn't do that when I was 12. Because I was in Alabama.
You were in Alabama.
And I would land in fire ants.
Fire.
Or red mud.
Jump into a bunch of fire ants.
This is just as fun as snow.
Just jump into leaves and bunch of just the KKK pops up. Oh, I jumped into a pile of clans.
Hey, what are you doing here? God. Oh, you're white. All right, cool. Bones.
Bones.
They get all startled because you wear the Batman thing because they think you're black.
Oh, it's a white guy, everyone. It's okay.
I'm a bat.
A judge has ordered a psychiatric evaluation for a man who allegedly tried to pay a bar tab with a rock and then made a bomb threat.
He was just probably a drunk dude who didn't have any money and was like, I'm going to try this.
Jared Simpson, who is 24, visited the Fourth Quarter Bar and Grill and rung up a $10 tab.
Ooh.
When it came time to pay up, Simpson allegedly tried to get the bartender to accept a rock as a payment. When the woman decided that the stone was not legal tender, Simpson responded by throwing a ripped up dollar bill at her, saying he would pay her in other ways. One witness said Simpson told people he was shot up in the war, but would not reveal the military branch he served in, because if I tell you, I would have to kill you.
Oh, my God.
Simpson left, but came back, this time in a gray suit and carrying a briefcase that he set down. After warning that anyone who goes near this will die, Simpson allegedly ran out of the bar and across the street. The bar was evacuated and police were called to the scene.
What was in the suitcase, do we know?
It does not.
What's in the box?
It's the hot box of rocks.
All we know is that there was not a bomb.
It's just filled with the cut, like two red Skittles and
there was a $10 bill in
there. Oh yeah, that'd be great.
So I was just playing a joke to pay my tab.
This is what I do, guys.
This was totally worth that $500 bail.
$500 bail. He's on $30,000 bail.
Oh, I see. I don't know how the legal system works, so.
I work outside of the law.
Appropriate.
That was good. I like that.
Thank you.
A flight was delayed due to a rampaging scorpion. A scorpion stung a passenger on Alaska Airlines flight to Portland, Oregon, delaying the flight that originated in Mexico. The flight originated in Los Cabos, was taxiing for takeoff on Saturday at Los Angeles International Airport when the woman was stung. The plane returned to the gate where the medics treated the woman and offered additional medical treatment, which she declined. She did not get back on the plane. Passengers stayed on board. The woman brushed the scorpion away after the sting and killed it on the floor with her foot.
Good for her. Fuck scorpions.
Fucking killed that scorpion.
This story is way better if during the story you think about it as the rock from the Scorpion King.
We don't know exactly how the scorpion made it on the plane. But we assume it originated in Los Cabos, Mexico, where scorpions are known to live.
Goddamn scorpions.
Fucking scorpions.
Mexican scorpions.
Coming out of Mexico across our borders.
They're like, hey, I'm going to stab you.
Ole!
Ole!
A dead man propped up dressed as Green Lantern at a wake. At a wake, he was dressed up as the fucking Green Lantern.
Is there a picture?
In darkest night.
Yes, there's a
There picture. Is. Oh! Hell yes. He's even doing the hand on the chest, too.
That guy's dead.
Yeah, it's crazy.
50-year-old Puerto Rican man died Monday afternoon after having respiratory issues. Oh. His family decided to dress him up in the costume he'd been taking a liking to in the weeks leading up to his death.
Oh. Poor guy probably had dementia then.
What are you trying to say about superheroes wearing skin-tight costumes, Andy?
I like them. I get a little aroused when they jump over me. I'm like, oh, I can see up there.
My Batman started to turn more into the Randy Savage. Yeah.
Batman! What happened to you?
I'm here to take on all of you villains. Joker!
All right, guys. That will do it for news, and that will do it for this episode of Three Hit Combo Podcast.
That will do it for your computer.
You make that joke like 1,000 times.
I know, and one of these days I'm going to do it.
Well, please do it before I start the podcast.
No, I'm going to do it like right in the middle.
If anything, Audition might save it.
Yeah, do auto Maybe. Saves.
It or does, recovers. Andy, it does recover.
Do it, because then I'll get your chair. You'll be demoted. I demote to the Andy. Chair.
Andy, you're gonna have to sit on the floor.
I could stretch out on the floor.
You could stretch out on the floor.
Yeah,
it'd be hard to stay near a microphone if you stretch.
I just yell. Just on the floor.
You're just on the floor. That's a funny story, guys.
I agree with your opinion whatsoever.
I want to make a porno. All things Andy say.
All right, everyone. So. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc, that is the number 3, PC stands for podcast. Search for us on YouTube, 3hitcombopodcast, and give us an email, 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. So for Tam and Andy, this is Matt, signing out.